I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your end. All right, testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Sibilance,
and
sibilance.
I'll be about right here, and then that's where we're about mixed. That's good. Okay.
Okay. All right.
3, 2, 1. Cough right there, and then.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now.
We're it now.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition summer season.
It is a little weird to be back here doing this.
Yeah, the weird part's me taking your temperature before each show.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome on into the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I got Alex Carey here. And all you moms out there, you did it. You did it. You got through Mother's Day.
What's that mean? Oh, they got through it.
Yeah, you got through it.
I was going to say, this is like a bad time to do the belated Mother's Day thing, you know, so.
I just wanted to congratulate the mothers, because we couldn't last week. We didn't have a chance to.
My favorite is like when people are like, happy Mother's Day, mothers. And future moms or people who aren't. And want to be, but could have maybe have been, were at one point. Like, it starts to get real weird.
Yeah,
with
and
the
then
thinking.
Moms. Yeah, and then moms are sharing their holiday with just everyone and anyone.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's the thing. But I'll tell you something. I'm going to give you a little insight. And it was Mother's Day wisdom from my wife that I cherish, and I'm passing it on to you, and you're going to love it.
Okay.
So we did the like we went to church, right? And people are at church talking about mothers. Oh, Mother's Day, Mother, happy Mother. My mother was a sweet mother. She's an angel mother, mother. And because there is a lot of like, and it's just a bunch of guys who are like, and to all the mothers, you're great. You know, like it's just not, doesn't do very well. And I said, I can't stand hearing all those like mothers, you're mothering and you've just mothered the heck out of it. And my wife goes, yeah, but you know what? Women are the worst. Women are the worst. And I said, why? I said, what are you talking about? She goes, because we need that for some reason. Like, you know who's not worrying about if somebody's up, you know, at church talking about how amazing dads are and men are great and men have a special man thing going on? Like, she's like, guys on Father's Day, they do not care about, like, if somebody thanks them, you know? They don't care about it. She's like, I don't want somebody fumbling through some half thank you on a Mother's Day because a stranger nonetheless, because if somebody didn't say happy Mother's Day to everyone out there, then someone's going to get offended, you know, by like, not taking enough time for honoring all the potential mothers, the mothers that are, the mothers who will be, the mothers who may have been, all those things.
Don't worry, Alex, because I'm prepared to take this down an even weirder path. Because I know exactly what that is.
What?
So Colin is saying, what is that? Why do we even need this? But that kind of stuff is not about the women. I don't think women expect it or demand it. I think what we're seeing is male guilt.
Oh, for
we're
sure.
Really sorry about how hard it is for women, how hard we make it for women. But
well,
look, on this one day, we're going to give some really nice
She likened it to more of like an expectation thing that we live up to on Valentine's Day. And it's a little bit of that. Dude, I mean, I was at Smith's the night before. I was at the grocery store the night before, and all I was doing was, I don't have sausage for the sausage gravy I said I was going to make. So go get sausage. And I'm not kidding. It was people beating each other over these flowers. And it was like, 100%, this is like a – I have to do this thing from others, or, mm-hmm. you know, just like, and it wasn't yeah. just, anyway, I'm not, lest this become some sort of a I don't care about moms thing, it's more just about how they've been, like, Colin gave, like, a big secret to the women. She's like, we're frauds right now. We are faking our way through this so that you'll feel guilty and give us stuff. There you go. Because dads don't – Ethan, you know, dads don't get anything for Father's Day.
No, they give us joke things. Women yeah. women get these very thoughtful gifts and very thoughtful –
And I'm over it. I don't
and
want it.
Dads get joke ties.
Yeah, and I don't want it. Here's the thing. I like to just give myself stuff all the time. You're welcome, me. And, like, I know what I want. And this, my kids don't know what I want ever.
It's a tie with a golf club on it. Get it?
And it farts.
Because you're always going to work in a tie, and you love golf and farting.
And you farted. And you farted today. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I feel like I've hacked Mother's Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I gave today the mother of my children this weekend.
Yeah.
She received what I think is just the best possible gift.
like a day out of town or what? Did
no,
she leave?
When I got home on Friday.
Uh-huh.
I left work early, a couple hours early.
Right.
Got home, loaded all the kids in the car with the sleeping bags, and then I didn't get back till last night.
Nice.
And
so what'd she do?
Whatever. Who cares? That's her problem. She's not a mom. She wasn't a mom for 2.5 days.
So, but see, in a weird world, someone could go, and all of my kids and my husband forgot it was Mother's Day, and they left me here. Like,
no.
There's that move.
No. Yeah, it wasn't that. It wasn't that at all. And this is something that I think,
like,
that
you're
guys—
into bucket pooping, and that's fine. That's not her thing.
Look, I shared this advice with a young man who's married. Very good guy. His wife is pregnant.
Are you eating a sandwich right now?
No. But I recently ate. Okay. So it's that.
I could
thing,
throw you know, up that. at any moment.
And I said, look, man, your wife is going to become a mother, and that's going to be an important part of your lives. But that's not like the whole thing.
Yeah.
Right? You can't just let her entire life from sunup to sundown just be your mom. So, you know, have fun doing things.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes we let that happen, you know, and see, I think it's important for guys to remember that there's a whole other side to the women in their lives. And that is, you know, that mother side is an important
side. The side where they don't want to talk to you. Yeah.
And there's a side where, I don't want to put any words in any woman's mouth, but, you know, there are days where it is more fun and less fun and more rewarding and less rewarding to be a mom. And I think over the long run, it's really rewarding. Obviously, I mean, these are, the years of effort put into this and growing these children and helping them grow up is, there's nothing else like it. No one else, men can never participate in that same way. But it is not a day in and day out joy. And sometimes, you know, we're unfair in that way because we're like, well, why are you so upset? You wanted to be a mom. Now you're doing it. Isn't this supposed to be rewarding? But it's not always rewarding. It's not always
fun.
Have,
you know what we have on tape right now? As of right now, we have Ethan Millard mansplaining to women how they should enjoy Mother's Day.
No. I'm telling this to guys. This is for men. Okay. This is the advice I gave to men. And that is, you can't just – you. There's got to be something else. So
well,
don't.
See, I have that. You and I both
in
have
fact,
it. Well,
in fact, I specifically request –
no gifts.
That no women listen to the last 2 minutes. Is that better, Alex?
Yeah, that's good. Give yourself some time off.
Women are banned from this episode. There's only men.
A lot of fart and golf and tie talk coming up here.
We can move away from
you
Mother's
can,
Day.
You can, absolutely. You just brought it up, and so I ran with it. I thought that's what you're doing. So
I want to bring something else up.
Absolutely.
Because I'm at another parenting kind of
point.
Oh,
I like this. Yes. Let's play this game.
Maybe you saw this headline with the Food and Drug Administration this week has approved Pfizer and BioNTech's request to allow COVID-19 vaccine to be given to kids ages 12 through 15.
Yeah.
Now, the CDC is supposed to meet this week and approve it, but they're expected to, and we
what
could see shots in arms of teens.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. I get what you're saying, because your kids are mostly in that age range. You have one just under it. But here's my thing. Do they want it?
Like, well, it's what I want.
Well, no, I know, but I mean, like, but are your kids like going, Dad, they got the vaccine. Should we go sign up? Or are you saying, hey, man, they got the vaccine. We're going to the doctor right now.
Yeah, that's me. That's
and,
where
and
I'm,
are
I'm
they,
like, hey,
and are they hesitant at all?
No.
Or are they just like, oh, it's another shot? Because they've gotten shots. You know, they've had their shots. So.
Well, you know, they're kids. I mean, maybe they saw a meme about this. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they certainly cool haven't read any news stories. And so, no, I'm going to take them. And as soon as it's ready, we're gonna do it because – just getting on the other side of this is...
I just like the... Yeah, we're getting still pretty low numbers here and there. And yeah, I don't know what the other side looks like or if there is another side. You know what's weird is they've been... Is people walking around our building, Ethan, and like looking at stuff and going, yeah, and we're gonna, this is all unused space now. And it's like full like floors. You know what I mean? Like they're just walking around going, what are we going to do with all this space? Because people are working at home now. And that's a wild frontier, like where we're really having to figure out what new looks like, and we haven't really gotten there yet because we're still like masked up across the building. You know, the co-host can't come into the other co-host can't be of your show can't be in the building at the same time. And
yeah, but what if you're but
we're being cautious
but haven't
here,
you
but,
gotten to the point though where if both hosts have been vaccinated,
yeah,
well hey, then I hey. Feel like you ought to. Allow
what,
it.
What was that throat noise? What's going on there?
I told you, man. I stayed.
I'm gonna go in post, and I'm going to ramp it up. I'm going to turn it up. It's going to be like, oh, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I'm going to just keep playing it on repeat. The music on the way out of the podcast is going to feature your croaking noise heavily. Heavily. Okay, so, well, that's good.
But this is my question for you, though.
Yeah.
Why doesn't KSL allow two vaccinated co-hosts to share a studio, and is it virtue signaling? Are you guys just too woke for your own good?
Listen, there's some of that. And I'll tell you, it's not, I mean, you can call it virtue signaling, but they just call it PR, because the reality is, I think at some point, you know, this is a news station with a lot of eyeballs on it, and people are wondering what you're doing all the time. And we've had some executives in the building who've, you know, kind of been hit pretty bad with the bug, you know. And
so,
there's a personal feeling to it where they're like, this is no joke. This is nothing we want to mess with. There is a weird thing where you're like, hey, because Scott and I are both double vaccinated.
Right.
It's like the double stuff Oreo. We got that, but with the vaccine. So, like, we're both ready to go. And it's like this. Hey, we're both vaccinated. And they're like, okay.
Good for you.
Cool. We'll let you know. But the other thing is everybody, I mean, I don't know if everybody in the building's vaccinated at this point, but they said about 40% of our workforce is. And I don't know how many who are in the building, but I'm around exactly no one in these hallways, but we still have to wear masks everywhere in the building.
Yeah.
Like right now I don't have to wear them because I'm in a studio by myself. If I'm in a closed studio by myself, then I can, then I don't have to wear one. So,
yeah.
And I think, and I don't want to go full on, like roll my eyes. I did see some lady tell the Costco card checker to go F themselves this weekend when he said,
you did?
Yes. And I was like, I was on the phone with my wife. I was like, okay, tell me the last three things. I forgot the last three things. Some of those last three things. And this lady, I go, oh, and I said it loud enough that everybody could hear. I go, oh, there's this weird lady fighting with the people at the front of Costco. And she looked at me, and she's like, I do what I want. I'm going to wear whatever I want. I don't need a mask. The mandate's over. And I was like, this isn't a public park. Just do what Costco says and get out of here. You want Kirkland's signature, everything.
I'm so jealous.
I didn't say anything. All I did was I said it over the phone like, oh, this lady's cussing at the people at the front of Costco. I got to go. And I was this close to really shaming her and going, this lady's the most important woman in the world, everybody. Hey, stop returning the goods. You looking at the 85-inch TV, this lady... Look, none of us want to wear masks. I know that I could wear a mask and not wear a mask in Costco, and I'm probably going to be okay because I'm double vaccinated and
sure.
I'm fine. But the rule at Costco is do it, you know? And everybody treats their local Maverick. Do you know the people who rebel and they go, Maverick says it's recommended. They just say mask recommended, which is a big ol' you don't need to wear it if you don't want to.
Right.
But if a company says face mask required, I feel so bad for that staff because they can't enforce it. I mean, they could, but they'd have to start fighting with every person.
I'm really jealous, Alex, because that was the one thing I always wanted.
To see it.
I always wanted to see in the wild someone getting some snowflake getting
she was
getting
okay,
hurt,
I'll
getting their
lady.
Feelings hurt
I'll
over the mask.
I'll describe this lady. Okay, 5'7"
mm-hmm.
is in my same weight wrestling category. All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she did this move when they go, "Ma'am, you have to put your mask on, ma'am, ma'am," and she's like ignoring them. And so she yells at him, and then a security guy walks over, and he's like, "Step out of the store right now." And she waves her mask at him. She pulls it out of her pocket, and she starts twirling it around her head and goes, "I effing have it right here." Like, and he's like, "So put it on." She was still just waving it around, and I was just like, "This is amazing.
Oh,
this is amazing.
I'm so jealous. I always wanted to see that, like, in the wild, you know, a real
person.
Legitimate American snowflake having a total meltdown over being asked to do that.
I was only making the comment about the weight because we should have wrestled. That's all I'm saying is that
because that security guard was in danger. Is that why you mentioned it?
She was really aggressive about it. And I just thought, I don't know if she thinks that – I think that people really think that it's against the law for Costco to say you can't wear that – or you have to wear a mask, lady. That's our rule right now. And they can do whatever they can kick out whoever they want. And the only thing is it just takes a long time because you have to drag the police into it and drag your butt out of there.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Do you have a Zen headline or should we not even play that?
No, I can get a Zen headline. Hold on a second, man.
Grow
second.
Up a little bit,
give
would
me,
you?
Give me a second. Let me get some Zen headlines.
While Ethan's looking at a Zen headline, I want to tell you this. Zen headlines, you just go online and you find a good story that makes you feel good. And if that story makes you feel good enough inside, then you send it on off, just hashtag Zen headlines. Ethan will find it on social media. And then we'll blow it up on our show. So there you
That's
go.
That's right. We will blow it up.
The old thing there. Is that enough time for you there?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
This one was from Unky Ben. Thanks, Unky Ben.
Oh, wow.
I've got a few still to get to, though, from, have a number of people that we submit a lot.
No, I know. And I don't want you to be like, the local Santa at the local mall, like if it's behind time-wise, like
no,
that
No, I've
much,
got a bunch from Ryan that have not fallen.
Ryan, we're not going to get to all of them.
Too late. No, I'll get to all of them.
Okay.
But I do like this one. Carbon Robotics has unveiled the third generation of its autonomous weeder, a smart farming robot that identifies weeds and destroys them with high-powered lasers.
This is fake.
No. It's really true. Apparently, it's a lot better than chemical herbicides. But this automated process means that it's a lot better on the environment and safer for the farmer.
Okay.
But it basically...
When it hits it with the laser, like, is it like an intense laser that just blasts the
They're
earth?
They're carbon dioxide lasers.
Okay. I'm out.
And I'm not sure exactly how that works. But what happens is it's a self-driving vehicle. Okay, so it drives itself down the rows of crops that has 12 cameras that scan the ground. Okay, and then the cameras have, an algorithm, I guess, that identifies the weeds as opposed to the other plants or your foot or whatever might be down there. And the robot's carbon dioxide lasers zap the plants. They kill the plants. So the autonomous weeder can eliminate more than 100,000 weeds per hour and weed 15 to 20 acres of crops in one day.
That's... I'll just do the regular, low-hanging fruit joke. We could use that at our house. My kids don't want to do it, man.
I'm going to Google carbon dioxide laser.
That's where it's going to go, right to a QAnon. It's going to go right to a QAnon website. You're in trouble, dude.
Okay, no, hold on. I got Wikipedia here.
Oh, there you go.
The carbon dioxide laser, CO2 laser.
Fake.
If you were aware of the jargon. Is one of the earliest gas lasers to be developed. It was invented by Ben in 1964. Still one of the most useful types of laser. Okay. The highest powered continuous wave lasers are currently available. But how does it... The CO2 laser produces a beam of infrared light. Okay. So they produce a beam of infrared light.
There you go.
And that's about as far as I'm willing to get into that.
Yeah. Well, and the music ended too. So you know what that means? We're plumb out of time, and we really appreciate all that y'all do. So I'll play this music.
All y'all. All that all y'all doll.
Hey, if you're...
Doll for y'all.
Send us pictures of you vaccinating your kids at home. Just send us an email.
I've been vaccinating them for the last year. We go to the hospital once a week and have them lick all the elevator buttons.
Oh, my gosh. That's gross. All right. Miller, did you have fun today? I had a good time.
Yeah, I had a great time.
All right. We'll be back again, another episode later this week. So just, you know, stick to it. Stick to it, huh? We'll see you next time, everybody.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.